Today we are going to pray for your city, Cedar Glen and Colton. A little bit about Cedar Glen. It's located near Lake Arrowhead, population 739. However, it has a violent crime of D+ for such a small place. There are no churches in this suburb, but there are several in nearby larger cities, and it hosts a wildlife sanctuary. Colton is surrounded by the big populated cities, Rialto, San Bernardino, and Bloomington, and has a population of 55,000. The sad thing about them is they have the Colton City Crips, is one of the gangs that's most active and has been around for over two decades, along with the Colton East Side. And their major employers are Arrowhead Regional Medical Center, Lineage Logistics, Ashley Furniture, Reche, Canyon Convalescent Center, Best Brands, and Walmart. Pray this with me. Lord, we want to take our place on the wall and guard our city and the cities that we mentioned today and our county for your glory. We declare that your kingdom plans and purposes will be fulfilled and that the enemy will not have his way on our watch. We lift up pastors, staff, leadership boards, church community outreach and services. We pray, God, that they would be favored, that they would get vision and direction from you and find creative ways to reach the community for Christ, disciple them, and see transformation that would change our cities. We pray over the protection of their buildings and all the services that they do. We also ask God for revival and that they'd be a strong witness in the community. We pray for repentance in our county, in the cities that we're lifting up. We pray people would acknowledge and admit their sin and find forgiveness and your unfailing love and begin to see changes in their life. We lift up the local government, the officials, and the places that they serve. We specifically lift up the mayor, the county supervisors, the city council, and the city planner, and ask God that you would raise the standards in how they order their steps and how they do things in our areas. We lift up the judges, the court systems, the jails, prisons, detention centers, and protection for all the offices and buildings. We pray for a revival. We pray that they would do judgments that are based on the consequences and need for the actions that the people did. We pray for ethics, high ethics, and good standards among them. We lift up the civil servants, police, sheriff, firemen, first responders, ambulance workers, and 911 operators. Ask for their protection over where they work and where they go, for healthy discernment, quick, because they have to make quick decisions. We pray they're able to make them with good standards and be able to see healthy things happen and are able to get to places and find things that were unexpected that would be useful and beneficial to the county and city. We lift up those working in social services, social workers, service organizations, medical facilities, those that care for the poor and homeless, the sick, mentally ill, elderly, and dying. We pray, God, that they would do this with compassion and true empathy, that it would actually help the people get into better jobs if that's what they need, or find ways to get out of being mentally ill and safe in their minds. We pray, God, for you to do a work there that is amazing. We lift up the businesses and marketplace, the recreation venues, movie theaters, sports bars, arenas, gyms, stadiums, playing fields, parks, golf courses, pools. We pray for that they would be used for good things and not evil. We pray a blood of Jesus around those areas, that no one would come in and do anything that is illegal, drugs or of that nature. And we also pray for protection against terrorism and violent crimes and for neighborhood watchmen to rise up in Jesus' name.